You know, we've all been there, haven't we? You need to prove who you are online for something really important, maybe opening a bank account or accessing some sensitive records, and suddenly the usual ways don't work, or you need some physical document you haven't seen in ages. It's frustrating. It hits a real brick wall. Today, we're actually going to unpack a really innovative solution to exactly that problem. We're digging into a fascinating online identity verification system, one being used in Germany, that uses the device, well, most of us carry around constantly, our phones.
And it's so important to grasp why this is such a big deal right now. I mean, everything's moving online, right? So the need for really solid, trustworthy ways to prove who you are digitally is just skyrocketing. This isn't just about convenience, though that's part of it. It's about making sure those crucial online interactions are actually secure. And importantly, that they comply with some pretty serious regulations. It's about building trust, really.
Absolutely. So our mission here today is to sort of pull back the curtain. We want to understand how this quite sophisticated digital identity platform works, what's the tech behind it, and what it could mean for your ability to securely say, yes, this is me, online from basically anywhere. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. This online identity verification system we're talking about, what exactly is it? What makes it different from, you know, just logging into your email or something?
Right. So fundamentally, this is a dedicated platform. It's designed specifically for secure online identity verification. It operates through a particular identification service. But the really key thing, I think, is its foundation. It was built from the ground up, specifically to meet the requirements of some very demanding laws. We're talking about things like the Money Laundering Act and the Telecommunications Act in Germany. And these aren't trivial. The Money Laundering Act, the AML rules, they demand really stringent identity checks to prevent financial crime. And the Telecommunications Act adds layers of data protection, especially for sensitive personal data. So this system is engineered for that level of seriousness.
That tells you straight away this isn't for, like, signing up for a newsletter. It sounds purpose-built for situations where security and legal compliance are absolutely paramount. So why is this specific method so important? Especially when, you know, there are other ways out there to verify identity online.
Well, if you look at the bigger picture, the system often comes into play as an alternative procedure.
An alternative? Why an alternative?
That's a great question. It's often used when the more, let's say, common methods haven't quite worked out. Things like maybe credit checks didn't return enough info, or systems using open banking data couldn't complete, or even those video ident calls sometimes fail.
Right, like a bad connection or something.
Exactly. Or maybe the lighting's bad, who knows? And interestingly, sometimes the choice to use this method is actually linked to the costs. If those other attempts fail, they still cost the provider money. So this becomes not just a fallback, but a reliable, often preferred way to meet those strict compliance needs.
That's really interesting. So it's not just another option. It's often the kind of the safety net or the high assurance path when others don't cut it. Okay, let's get into the mechanics then. This is the part I find fascinating. How does this actually work? What's the clever tech that lets you do this securely just with your smartphone? No face-to-face needed.
Yeah, the core technology is something most of us use probably every day without thinking about it. Near-field communication, NFC.
Like for contactless payments.
Precisely. It's that same kind of tech. Think of it as a very secure, very short-range wireless link. When your phone gets really close to your ID card, it establishes this secure connection. It lets your phone read the encrypted data directly off the chip embedded in your ID card. And it's designed so that data can't easily be intercepted or messed with while it's being transferred.
Okay, so NFC is the key. How does the whole process flow for the user?
It's designed to be pretty smooth, actually. So you typically start the process online, maybe on your bank's website or app when you need to identify yourself. You're then seamlessly shifted over from their system to this specific online identity portal. There, you'll actively choose the option to identify using this online ID function. And the crucial choice you make next is selecting identification using a smartphone with NFC.
Okay, so you're telling it to use your phone as the reader.
Exactly. Your phone becomes the secure reader device. Then comes the critical step. You hold your phone near your physical ID card, and the phone uses NFC to securely read out that encrypted identity data directly from the card's chip.
Wow. Like a digital handshake?
Kind of, yeah. A very secure one. Mm-hmm. And once that data is read and verified, the system electronically provides the confirmed identification data back to the service you were trying to access. Mm-hmm. It all happens through a secure information portal and a web service connection.
did sound incredibly efficient. It really is like showing your ID, but digitally and without physically handing anything over. I guess the convenience factor compared to, say, having to go somewhere in person must be huge.
Oh, absolutely. Huge. I mean, there is still the option in Germany to go to a post office branch and do it physically the traditional way. But this digital method, it's a massive leap forward in convenience. You can do this really important verification step securely, wherever you happen to be, often in just, a minute or two. It completely changes the game for high security ID checks.
So, for anyone listening now thinking, okay, this sounds useful, what do you actually need? What are the practical things you need to have ready to use this kind of online identity system?
Yeah, good question. There are a few specific things you need, but they're generally quite accessible now. First off, your smartphone obviously needs to have NFC, and that feature needs to be turned on. The good news is most modern smartphones, especially mid-range and up, have NFC built right in these days.
Okay, NFC phone. Check. What else?
Second, you need the right ID document. So a valid German ID card or an electronic residence permit if you're not a citizen, or what's called an EID card. And crucially, the EID function on that card must be activated.
Okay, what exactly is that EID function? Is it just the chip?
It's more than just the chip being there. The chip holds your secure digital identity issued by the government. The EID function means that digital capability is switched on, ready to be used for online identification. It's like the digital key stored securely inside your physical card, but it needs to be enabled.
Got it. So an enabled ID card or permit, and what's next?
Third, you need your personal six-digit PIN for that EID function. This is the PIN you set. Now, if you've never used it before, your card likely came with an initial five-digit PIN, often called a transport PIN.
A transport PIN.
Yeah, it's like a temporary password. It's a security measure just for that first use. During the identification process itself, if you haven't set your own PIN yet, you'll use that five-digit transport PIN first. And the system will then immediately prompt you to create your own unique, permanent six-digit PIN. That makes it yours and secure going forward.
Okay, so your own secret six-digit PIA is essential. Anything else?
And finally, just a stable internet connection. That's needed for the whole process to communicate smoothly, sending the request, getting the data back, and so on.
NFC phone, activated EID card, your PN, and internet. It sounds like a really well-thought-through setup. It seems to balance some pretty strong security needs with making it actually usable for people, assuming they have those fairly common pieces of tech now.
Exactly. It aims at that balance between robust security and user-friendliness.
So we've really taken quite a deep dive here into how this pretty cutting-edge online identity verification system works, from its roots in some serious legal requirements all the way to using that clever NFC tech in your smartphone. It's a really powerful example, I think, of how digital tools are making secure online stuff not just possible, but actually surprisingly convenient too.
It really is. And connecting this to the bigger picture, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? What does this kind of really secure, easily accessible digital identity mean for the future? For things like privacy, for trust online? How might knowing your digital identity can be verified so strongly change things? For everything from banking, accessing government services, maybe even crossing borders digitally someday, it opens up possibilities.
That is definitely something profound to think about as we all navigate this increasingly digital world. Thank you for exploring all of that with us today. It's been fascinating. Goodbye for now.